Start your engines.
That's the problem with having such a big family. How do you choose the ones you save?
Let's race!
There's lots of hoopla going on this weekend.
You assumed I couldn't hoop because I'm white, which is incredibly outdated.
No, I assumed you couldn't hoop because you were dressed like a white girl at Whole Foods.
What a love go.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, May 19th to Sunday, May 21st. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Netflix has announced that the sixth and final season of The Crown will launch this fall. The new episodes will cover the 1997 death of Princess Diana, played by Elizabeth Debicki, and the beginning of the relationship between Prince William and Kate Middleton, who met when they were both students at Scotland's St. Andrews University. Netflix announced last September that Rufus Campa will play William from the age of 15, while Ed McVeigh will portray him during his late teenage years into his 20s. Meg Bellamy has been cast as Kate. The Flash series finale is bringing back every main cast member who was there from the beginning, except for one. EW can exclusively reveal that Carlos Valdez will not be returning for next week's series finale. He tells us, quote, "I did consider it. Honestly, there was no way to make it happen with regards to my schedule and just all the different creative ventures and life circumstances that I was trying to juggle at that time." Looking back on his decision to exit The Flash after 7 years, Valdez admits it was pretty complicated for him. You can read more from Valdez and how COVID complicated the series finale episode in our latest cover story at EW.com. And Rachel Bilson says she's baffled after losing a gig because of her comments about sex on the May 3rd episode of the Women on Top podcast. On the latest installment of her own podcast, Broad Ideas, Bilson explained, saying, quote, "A job got taken away from me because I was speaking candidly and openly about sex in a humorous way on our friends podcast. I basically got a job that I already had pulled from me because I was speaking openly about sex. In this day and age, I am baffled." Bilson described her remarks on the Women on Top podcast, in which she discussed orgasms and how she wants to, quote, "be f-ing manhandled during sex" as humorous and being said in a joking manner, claiming they were spun and put out as these clickbait headlines. Bilson says she feels shamed by the unnamed company that fired her. A representative for Bilson did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number five.
What's better than one TO? A team of TOs? Get ready to find out with our number five pick this weekend. The Amazon freebie series Primo tells the story of a 16-year-old named Rafa Gonzalez, who lives with his loving mom and five overbearing yet caring TOs, or uncles. Rafa's at a turning point in life, deciding what to do about his new crush and whether he should go to college. Each of his uncles offer a different perspective and gives unique advice, some good and some just plain goofy. Here's a preview.
How many uncles you got?
Five. It feels like 50 most of the time, though.
Let's go, guys. We don't have all day.
My dad left when I was little, so all my uncles are always around and they're super protective of my mom and me.
What's that feel like?
Mostly it's like being inside a cloud of bees, except the bees are always cussing and punching at each other.
Okay.
You guys have to understand that your influence on him is meaningful, but he needs to make decisions on his own.
That doesn't make sense. If you want a thing, speak up.
So you're smart today?
I'm smart every day.
Your t-shirt's on backwards.
What? It's a V-neck. What is wrong with you? I thought it was from Europe.
A rebel like James Dean.
What's going on, Primo?
I have way too many opinions coming at me at once. Do I go to college? Higher education is the key. Do I join the military?
That's what I did.
Do I start working?
You should be contributing to the family.
Whatever your path is, man, that's your path.
That poem sucked.
Big things coming, that's the
What happened with that girl you like? Whose advice did you take?
Oh, I had a lot of really good options.
The way you connect with someone is through communal crying.
You should think about wearing cologne.
I look sick as hell.
Yeah, you do.
Which uncle did this? Because this can't be all you.
Y'all don't like it?
She's gonna think you're a divorced magician.
It's that time of year. The Gonzalez family barbecue. You learn to cook Mexican food like me, you'll never be single.
You've been single my whole life.
By choice.
Well, no matter how confusing and scary life can be, Rafa knows his uncles are gonna be there to help him with whatever gets thrown his way. All episodes of the new series Primo are streaming now on Amazon Freevee. This house holds a lot of drama. Get ready for the season premiere of Selling Sunset. This new season of the Netflix series will, of course, showcase some of the most lavish real estate that Los Angeles has to offer, and also showcase the most scandalous drama Los Angeles realtors are serving up. We're catching up with all the ladies of the Oppenheim Group, including Chrishell Stiles, who's dating Australian musician G-Flip and is out for blood in the real estate world, specifically with longtime Oppenheim employee Nicole Young. And newcomer Bree Tiazzi, who was previously a model and recently had a baby with Nick Cannon, is joining the group. But the returning girls, like Chelsea, will have to settle her beef if she wants to win at work. Here's a preview.
I know people think I'm having a midlife crisis, but I'm having an awakening. Fix that thing! But goals don't change. Ring that bell and cash some checks.
He's taking off for Europe with Mary Lou.
I want you to run the listings, the office, the agents.
Morning.
Look at that little thumb.
Everything.
Really?
Oh! Leave the purse, we'll buy a new one.
What do you guys know about the new girl?
I don't think the O Group is ready for me, but I think this is a perfect listing to show the caliber of houses I can sell.
Wow.
Are you ready for this?
People say there's something alluring about mystery. I can't stand it.
We've got Nicole. She's full-time now.
Good to see you again, my dear. I've been at the Oppenheim Group for over 8 years. Real estate's everything for me.
Another broker reached out.
From O Group?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have some bad eggs in the office.
Chrishell will do anything that will benefit her. You took credit for 2 listings that I sold.
You're clearly out to get me, and I want to get to the bottom of it.
As a Christian, I find Bree's relationship rather off-putting.
She just can't take accountability for what comes out of her mouth.
She's mad that she got caught.
Exactly. Who I have children with is my business. I don't need a judge and a jury.
We're not a family.
Well, we actually were a
family. Over lies, over falseness, over things that I don't understand or agree with. That's what triggers me.
This is my worst nightmare.
I'm not handling it.
Yes, you are.
You're handling it.
Don't go there.
Nicole, I will go there every time, and I'm not scared of you at all.
Holy.
Why is everyone just going at each other? Just get along.
Light that fuse. Boom.
Well, new team members are stepping into some big shoes at the group, and of course, they're going to step on some toes along the way. All episodes of the new season of Selling Sunset are streaming now on Netflix. Number 3. It's time to revisit the age-old question. Can white men jump? Well, our next pick has your answer. The new take on the 1992 comedy classic White Men Can't Jump stars Jack Harlow as Jeremy and Cynthia Walls as Kamal. Now, upon their first meeting, Kamal underestimates Jeremy's basketball abilities and loses a bet on the court. But their new beef turns into a money-making opportunity as the duo team up to make some moolah off of Jeremy's surprising swoosh skills. Here's the trailer.
Win by 2.
Not here, it's not.
Hey, they're letting yoga instructors in the gym now.
Ball.
I just noticed you're not getting enough legs on a new shot. Are you dehydrated?
$100, you can't make more shots.
Let's just do $300.
It's not my dad's money.
You ain't never gonna get a reparation that way, bro.
So I prefer Venmo or Zelle, but you seem like a Cash App guy, so.
Ladies and gentlemen,
C5. You think it's slick, huh? Showing up to courts dressed like a dumbass, acting like you can't hoop.
You assumed I couldn't hoop because I'm white, which is incredibly outdated.
No, I assumed you couldn't hoop because you were dressed like a white girl at Whole Foods.
What a love go.
It's really hard to plan for the future when we're always worried about money because you're out here living in a fantasy.
My 30-day detox program. You want a free sample?
No, I ain't drinking no boo-boo juice.
Wait, it's almost the first.
I'm gonna go tomorrow, I forgot.
Why don't you just go now?
We'll be fine. Hey, don't worry, Mommy.
Don't worry, Mommy.
Every hooper I know is entering that big-ass tournament with a winner get $500,000.
I just need somebody who can play so I can make some money.
You're joking, right?
$500,000 for one day of hoop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can hustle a few games together to get the money for the entry fee.
I'll find some marks.
Those short shorts look incredible on you.
Throw them off their game.
You have an OnlyFans?
And we'll clean up.
You gonna wear that trash bag?
You gonna wear that fake Richard Simmons outfit?
Oh!
I don't know, bro.
I bet y'all got more in common than these than I.
Release for me. Release for me.
That's the
bit. I doubt that.
It's enough jokes. Then the sun died.
Don't spend any of the money until we can cover the fee.
I should be saying that to you.
Well, I'm good with money.
So am I.
So am I.
Me too.
Me too.
Where?
Word, bro.
If she's iffy, then the drugs go. If she's
can I see you?
Double cup toast, got a duffel, full of hundreds, then the love go.
Buckets. What? Just wanted to see if you had superhuman hearing because of your...
Because of my what?
They're gonna kill him in the parking lot.
I'm out here. He got a flamethrower.
Flamethrower? What is this, Mad Max?
I don't know how much you talking trash played in today, but good work.
Thank you. You could talk way more trash out there. You have so much material I can't even touch.
Like what?
Never mind.
Oh. Tell us.
Where the love go?
Well, everything is riding on how well they play the game in the court and of life. White Men Can't Jump is streaming now on Hulu.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The OG White Men Can't Jump starred Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, and they became an iconic movie duo. And it's kind of hard to picture anyone else playing those roles, but believe it or not, another actor was actually the first choice to play Billy Hoyle instead of Woody Harrelson. Who was it? Tom Cruise, Charlie Sheen, or Will Ferrell? Stick around for the answer, as well as our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Gather round, campers! We got the first trailer this week for the upcoming comedy movie, Theater Camp. Ben Platt and Molly Gordon star in the comedy set at a summer camp for theater kids called Adirondacks. Get it? Well, when a tech bro named Troy shows up to run the camp, Platt's Amos and Gordon's Rebecca Diane, they have to help the kids put on the performance of a lifetime. And go figure, Troy doesn't quite get everything about the theater world. So Noah Galvin's character Glenn explains. It is our soundbite of the week.
We're going to need to prioritize the musicals, which means the straight plays are going to have to be acoustic.
Quick question. What's a straight play?
There are musicals and then there are straight plays.
So then what would be a gay play?
I guess a musical.
Oh, cool.
Number two.
Folks, it's the end of an era. Our number two pick is the series finale of NCIS Los Angeles. On Sunday's episode, the team is continuing to work on the case with ATF and stolen military-grade weapons. And wedding bells are ringing, so Callan and Anna throw an impromptu wedding. And as emotional as that wedding will surely be, it can't be as emotional as the cast was on their very last day of shooting. Here is the NCIS gang, LL Cool J, Chris O'Donnell, Daniela Rua, and more on the series finale in their own words.
remember the first day of filming, we were in Venice. It was Todd and I, and kind of realizing, yeah, okay, this may actually work here. This feels like there's some chemistry. A new office, huh?
Yep.
Now you're on a list of the longest running shows in the history of American television.
And to be successful at a high level for 14 years, I mean, come on, that's beautiful.
It's good enough for me. Give the green light to both teams to go.
Season 14 is the culmination of some really thoughtful character arcs and dynamics that pay off in a really fulfilling way.
Baby, talk to me. You're scaring me. Who's on the phone?
I think at the core of our show is family and people that love each other and have each other's backs.
These characters have been doing this for so long, and so much of their life is taken up by saving other people. So I think it's deserving that you finally get to focus on them.
I would not be here today if it wasn't for you.
No, you would not. I had fun, man. You know what I'm saying? I had fun.
Everybody came to work. Given that, you then have the luxury to have fun. And this show had fun for 14 years.
Specific number.
I'm a specific man.
Just when you spend that much time with somebody and that many shared experiences, it's a bond that grows very strong.
God, I love you.
What's not to love?
I thank you for riding with NCIS Los Angeles all these years.
It's a surreal day. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude.
Thank you for letting us entertain you for 14 years.
We'll be seeing you again at some point, I'm sure. So thanks for tuning in.
You done stalling?
Yeah, I think I am.
Okay, good. Then let's get it on.
Well, you can tune in to the series finale of NCIS Los Angeles Sunday night at 9 on CBS, and then stick around after the episode for the Salute to NCIS Los Angeles special. And that is chock full of behind-the-scenes footage, cast interviews, and memorable clips from the show. You won't want to miss it. Sunday at 10 on CBS.
Number one.
Nothing can break the family. Our number one pick this weekend is Fast 10. The whole gang, and more, are back for the sequel to 2021's F9. Vin Diesel's Dom Toretto and his racing family have defeated pretty much every villain that's crossed their path, but they're in for the biggest challenge yet. Jason Momoa's Dante Reyes will stop at nothing to avenge the family that Dom took from him. Here's a preview.
I know that this road has been very hard. And yet here you are, building this magnificent family.
What's going on in that head of yours?
Something little piece of it. It's a dad. They're not afraid of anything. But I am. I'm afraid of losing someone I love.
Dominic Toretto. You're about to learn all about fear.
Boom!
You built such a beautiful life, filled with love and family.
I never got that chance.
You stole that from me. My future. My family. And now, I'm gonna break yours. Piece by piece.
Let's run, let's run, let's run, let's run.
He's coming for you with everything.
What's the plan, Dom?
I'm not sure anymore.
One of us might not come back from this. But we have to.
Never accept death when suffering is owed.
Incoming!
Armed and dangerous. Ain't too many can hang with us. Label us notorious.
It's a setup.
He's trying to tear us apart.
Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run?
Winning used to be about winning. We raced for respect. Today, I race to stop the bloodbath.
That's the problem with having such a big family. How do you choose the ones you save?
Let's race!
Oh boy, and are there lots of races? Well, familiar faces, including Jordana Brewster, John Cena, Jason Statham, and Charlize Theron, are all making their return, and new faces to the franchise, Brie Larson and, of course, Jason Momoa, are going to be bringing the heat. So better step on it and watch Fast X in theaters now. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Another actor was actually the first choice to play Billy in White Men Can't Jump instead of Woody Harrelson. Who was it? Tom Cruise, Charlie Sheen, or Will Ferrell? He would have been winning if he'd taken the role. It was Charlie Sheen. He turned down the role saying, quote, "I didn't feel it would be any fun. I don't feel connected to basketball." Well, if Sheen would have said yes to playing Billy, he would have been reunited with Wesley Snipes, who was his co-star in the baseball movie Major League. Well, folks, that is it for our show this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.